You've heard of feral cats, but have you heard of feral chickens? Feral chickens in Florida are now the subject of evolutionary research, and as WGCU's Quincy Walters reports, chickens in Tampa's Ybor City and Key West are perfect fodder to study.
Feral chickens are about as synonymous with Ybor City as the cigar factories that put it on the map. Ybor has changed since it was founded in the 1800s. Now there are nightclubs and restaurants and art shops. Bill Staten gives tours here for the Ybor City State Museum. He says the only thing that stayed the same are the chickens.
These casitas that we have here are the small houses that the factory workers lived in. And they all typically kept chickens in the backyard, which is part of their culture for food or eggs. And when the Cubans started to leave Ybor City in the 1940s, when the cigar business started to decline, they tended to just release the chickens into the city.
Chickens have been roaming around ever since. It's plausible the chickens here are related to feral chickens in Key West. That's because a lot of Cuban cigar factories and their workers moved from Key West to Ybor. Michigan State University professor Eben Gehring, an evolutionary biologist who studies feral chicken populations in Key West and Kauai, Hawaii, says there's not much known about feral chickens.
There's a huge literature on the chicken in both agricultural and scientific settings. They haven't been as well studied in an ecological framework where they're in a wild setting and where it's a genetically variable population that's evolving.
Gehring is now studying all three populations. He says he's looking for any common characteristics and unique idiosyncrasies among them, particularly their reproduction and diet, how they live and how they die. And that's why Dylan Breese, president of the Ybor Chicken Society, scopes out feral chickens and takes stool samples from them.
This is Frankenstein right here because he turns green when he goes in the sunlight. This is Casper. The black and yellow one is King Arthur because it looks like he's wearing gold chainmail.
Breese attracts the birds with corn kernels, and it looks like there's going to be a cockfight.
Arthur and Casper, they're new to this area. They usually hang out across the street. So you will see territorial disputes when a new chicken's introduced.
Breese says new chickens meet each other during his medical testing or when people abandon their pet chickens. He says unlike the ones born in the wild, the new chickens usually don't survive.
They do have a lot of natural predators. Hawks come through, raccoons, there are cats in the neighborhood, and then they have to contend with traffic and people.
He demonstrates how he collects the samples he'll send to Gehring.
Open up one of the tubes, take a couple toothpicks and just place it into the tube, seal it, label it for recording purposes.
Breese says the actual stool collecting is about a 15-second process, but it takes more time before that, hours, he says. He has to actually witness the chicken leave the poop behind. He also has to make sure he's not collecting from chickens that are related. And he says some chickens are shy about pooping in front of people. Others are not. In fact, Breese originally started the Ybor Chicken Society to create a more harmonious environment with the chickens and business owners.
Because they can create some mess when there's an event, they can interfere a little bit. So we try to take care of that so that the businesses and the events can go on peacefully.
Next year, Gehring, the Michigan State University evolutionary biologist, says he'll have a better understanding of the data being collected. From the stool samples, he hopes to see if there are gene variations between feral chickens and chickens in production settings. He's collecting blood samples from the chickens in Key West and Kauai. He does not know what the results will be.
It seems feasible, certainly, that the Key West and Ybor chickens have a link. It's also possible that those are genetically differentiated populations and that they have completely different ancestry.
Either way, Gehring says the results will give him insight on the evolution of feral chicken populations, and he says if the feral chickens have a gene that has gone extinct in chickens in more controlled environments, the data could tell us how to preserve those bygone genes. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Ybor City.